Next item on the agenda are permits. Projects over $50,000 with no objection with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson.
Commissioner, members of the commission, these are our page two projects. We've subjected these projects to a public interest review. We received no objections. And staff has recommended approval of these projects since they're over $50,000 in value. We have eight items, and I'll start with item 2A. Fairfax County Park Authority is requesting authorization to restore approximately, and that should be 2,400 linear feet of big rocky run, utilizing rock structure, rock cross veins, and J-hook rock veins within Eleanor C. Lawrence Park in Fairfax County. Item 2B, Potomac and Westmoreland Shore Civic Corporation is requesting authorization to modify an existing approved community pier by adding a 6-foot long by 3-foot wide catwalk and two additional mooring pilings to support two personal watercraft lifts adjacent to property at lot 25A, block A in section 3 of Westmoreland Shore subdivision. This is situated along Monroe Bay in Westmoreland County. Staff recommends the assessment, in this case, of a royalty in the amount of $108 for the additional encroachment over 72 square feet of state-owned Sebacus land at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. Item 2C, Pennsylvania County Service Authority requests authorization to install approximately 40 linear feet of new 10-inch water main, a minimum 3 feet beneath the stream bed of Dry Fork Creek, and this is associated with the Dry Fork Creek Waterline Extension Project in Pennsylvania County. The new water line will be installed by the directional bore method. Item 2D, Robert S. Gallahan requests authorization to install approximately 90 linear feet of new 18-inch sewer line, a minimum of 3 feet beneath the stream bed of Potomac Creek, associated with a Central Stafford Commerce Center project in Stafford County. The new sewer line will be installed by the directional bore method. In this case, staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $270 for the encroachment over 90 linear feet of state-owned Sebacus land at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2E, Spotsylvania County Department of Public Utilities request authorization to construct a total of 300 linear feet of riprap revetment, extending a maximum of 6 feet channel work of ordinary high water, and to construct 150 linear feet of riprap revetment extending a maximum of 16 feet channel water of ordinary high water in Massaponics Creek. And this is associated with the Massaponics Interceptor Replacement Phase 2 Stream Stabilization Project in Spotsylvania County. Item 2F, the Washington County Service Authority request authorization to construct a 12 million gallon per day raw water intake. This was previously authorized by VMRC permits 910420 and 021007, and this will be in the original stream bed of the South Fork Holston River Reservoir near its confluence with the Middle Fork Holston River in Washington County. The intake structure will be submerged 10 foot, will be a submerged 10 foot wide by 57-foot long concrete channel equipped with 6 passive drum screens. They will have 1 millimeter mesh openings and will be operated with a maximum approach velocity of 0.025 feet per second. We're recommending approval contingent on our standard in-stream permit conditions and a requirement that the intake structure be marked in accordance with TVA regulations to minimize navigation impacts. Item 2G, the City of Lynchburg requested modification to their previously authorized permit to replace the existing Florida Avenue Bridge with a new 26-foot by 2-inch wide span bridge crossing over 19 linear feet of Fishing Creek in the City of Lynchburg. This proposed modification increases the width of the bridge to accommodate a sidewalk for pedestrian traffic. And finally, item 2H, the City of Roanoke request authorization to install approximately 120 linear feet of riprap stream bank stabilization alongside the Tinker Creek Greenway Trail, crossing beneath an existing railroad trestle along Tinker Creek at its confluence with the Roanoke River, and to construct a 14-foot wide by 240-foot long pedestrian bridge crossing over the Roanoke River immediately upstream of Tinker Creek in order to connect the Tinker Creek and the Roanoke River Greenway trails in the city of Roanoke. The proposed project also calls for the temporary installation of a solid fill construction causeway extending approximately 110 feet into the Roanoke River to facilitate the construction of the proposed pedestrian bridge. Staff recommends the inclusion of standard in-stream conditions and a condition which requires the removal of the construction causeway within 60 days of the completion of the bridge construction. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Watkinson by members of the commission? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, on these matters that wishes to be heard? If not, the matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Schick?
Move that we approve Agenda 2, page 2, items as read.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to approve. Is there a second to the motion? Second. By Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.